than I have really ever seen that. That was really cool. Again, the nice lady got the foul ball, saw a kiddo down in the seats and said, come on, and gave him the baseball. And he came back, and I don't know, maybe a little concession item or something, but came back to the nice lady and returned the favor to her. A little hug on the shoulder. That is really cool. Oh, one pitch. Swinging that ball well hit into right center field. Goldberg is there. Michael will track it down. So the inning is over, but on a 2-2 solo home run by Alex Isola, the Wind Surge doing what the Wind Surge do. They lead the Rockhounds. We go to the equivalent of the last half of the ninth inning. Our Village Car Wash score to the bottom of the seventh in this first game of the double dip. Now reads Wichita 3, Rockhounds 2.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We'll go to the bottom half of the seventh inning in this ball game. It'll be Brett Harris, Devin Boyle, and Austin Beck. And they will face Blaine Enloe, who will try to close it. He is the pitcher of record, came in at a 2-2 tie. And he will again face the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Make sure I get that correct. After missing a pitch, watching the fans. Thank you very much. Brett Harris, Devin Boyle, Austin Beck will indeed be the trio. In terms of the ballpark, the left side is really a sun field right now. The infield on third and short will battle the sun for whatever remains in this game. Maybe the start of the next. There'll be about a 30-minute break between ball games. And fireworks will follow game two here tonight. And left field will be a sun field for a while. And again, we saw that evidenced a couple of times last night. So here's Brett Harris. He has twice bounced to third, the first into a double play. The second was just a brilliant play by Severino. Picks up high for a ball from Enloe, ball one. Only second consecutive game between these two. Just a really good ball game, but Wichita leading. Boy, they have been the nemesis. Here's a line drive left side. Base hit for Brett Harris. Two hops to Prado. Lead man is on base. Hounds have had opportunities in this game. Line drive single by Brett Harris leading off the bottom half of the seventh inning. By the way, Brett is now 10 for 24 in his last seven games, hitting better than .400. He's hitting right about .327 in his last 32. Pitch up high and away, ball one to Devin Boyle. So, Rockhounds down by a run, have the leadoff man on here in the bottom of the seventh and final inning. Devin Boyle, one for two, a single. Back in the third inning. Pitch outside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Wind Surge have turned three double plays in this game, and the double play they turned after Devin's single came with first and second. Austin Beck had singled. It was two on, nobody out. That was really big back in the third inning. Devin swings, fouls it back, and the count goes 2-1, two balls, one strike. Austin Beck on deck, Michael Goldberg in the hole. 3-2, Wichita leads. The catcher, Alex Isola, with a tie-breaking home run here in the top of the seventh. Throw to first, checks the runner back. Seth Gray making that handle over at first. Boy, he has been good. He has scooped both in this game and in his previous stint at first base in this series, has Gray. Pitch. Boy, that's a high strike. Just got the outside half of the plate and just at the letters. Two balls, two strikes to Devin Boyle. Enloe looks in for the sign. One on, nobody down. Shortstop Austin Martin shading sharply up the middle. Here's the 2-2. It's down and in, ball three. This runner is Brett Harris. Now, he runs a little. He has 11 steals. So, boy, with a one-run game last inning, and see what Bobby will have the base runner do here. 3-2. Harris takes the lead. foil waits. Enloe's pitch, runner not going. Ball hit in the air to right field. That's going to go toward the corner. That's going to sink and drop for a base hit. Brett Harris will turn, and he'll come to third. Devin Foyle turned on that ball, drove it into the right field corner. Rockhounds have runners at the corners. Nobody down in the bottom of the seventh. Devin with his second hit of this ball game. Kersey Jr., who is playing right field in this one, got to that ball pretty quickly, so it's a single for Devin. That's certainly important. Keeps one man in scoring position, the other not. Keeps a double play as a possibility, but that's not, of course, what Wichita would be looking to do here. So here is Austin Beck. He's one for two with a single. Tying run at third, a pitch way up and in. One ball, no strikes. So Enloe has faced five batters and has given up three base hits. He got the third of the three double plays by the wind surge in the last inning, helped him escape. First and third, nobody down. Pitch to Austin. That's down and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Tying run at third, winning run at first. Austin singled sharply to center field his first time up, bounced to short his last. One for two. 2-0 count, and low set. Big deep breath, and he delivers check swing. Did he go? They might appeal that. They will appeal, and no, that was close. So 3-0 to Austin Beck. Austin, right-handed hitter. Waggles that bat a little over the right shoulder. Tiny movements. Three balls, no strikes. Takes. That's a strike. 3-1. Devin Foyle, the runner at first base. Brett Harris is on at third. Back-to-back singles here leading off the last of the seventh. Hounds trying to answer the solo home run by Isola. 3-1 the count. Pitch swung on, fouled away, and it's 3-2. So, runners at the corners. Nobody out as we get a new supply of baseballs for home plate umpire Jake Bruner. Wichita 3, Rockhounds 2. First and third, the runners. Nobody out, and a 3-2 count. Austin Beck waits. Blaine Enloe set. Three balls, two strikes, pitch takes flight, runner goes, and that ball lined into right center field, that's going to be a base hit, and that's going to push runners to first and third, and we are tied up. Austin Beck with an opposite field line drive, game-tying single. Boy, that's got to feel nice. Drives home the run, first and third. Foyle was running, so he gets to third base easily. And here is Michael Goldberg. So the Hounds now with their third consecutive hit in this inning. And here is Michael Goldberg. Game is tied. Game winning run 90 feet away. Pitch to Michael. Swings and fouls it back. It's 0-1. Reached on a fielder's choice. He's also walked and stolen a base. Boy, for Austin Beck, you know, today's the next to last day of the season. Boy, that's one you can tuck away in your memory. That's a good AB and a clutch one at that. 0-1 pitch, backs up, down and in, one ball, one strike. Mentioned earlier, and it happened to be Austin at the plate when I mentioned it, that you wonder about guys who will open 2023 here. And Austin, I would think, would be almost automatic. So, boy, that's a nice one to... It's kind of like birdieing 18, not that I know what that's like. Here's a called strike on the outside corner. That just got there. It's 1-2. So first and third, nobody out, three all tie. Michael Goldberg at the plate, top of the order, Max Schumann on deck. Infield in all the way around. 1-2 stretch, Goldberg waits, pitch to Michael. Down away, back to the screen, breaking for the plate, ball game. The Rockhounds walk it off on a wild pitch. And Devin Foyle, and go all the way back to the 3-2 to Austin Beck. Because Devin Foyle was running. And he would not have been at third base had he not been running on the 3-2. So the Rockhounds find a way with a walk-off win in the last of the seventh inning. It's two runs on three base hits, no errors, one man left on base. Devin Foyle scoring on the wild pitch, and Austin Beck tied it with the RBI single. So for only the fifth time in 22 games, the Rockhounds find a way against the Wichita Wind Surge, ending Wichita's six-game win streak. And the Hounds, of course, too late to get back in the pennant race, but boy, it's the kind of ball game as you walk toward the clubhouse for the between games break. Has to feel awfully good. Tip of the cap, gentlemen, from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra. Tip of the cap to the Rockhounds, who win it by the final score of 4-3.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
You know, we said right at the top of the broadcast that pennant races, of course, have been decided, so you're just playing baseball to play baseball. Well, you know what? It's a pretty good baseball game. Last night, Wichita winning 2-1, and tonight the Rockhounds, or this evening, I guess, and it is evening time, in a game of about a minute 40, minute 39, something like that. I'll check that here in the box score, but the Rockhounds win it 4-3 in walk-off fashion. Final line score in the game for the Wind Surge, 3 runs on just 4 base hits in this game. Rockhounds, 4 runs on 9 hits. The game errorless and very well played defensively. Jack Cushing gets a complete game victory. It's 7 innings, but he pitched very well. Largely, he pitched to contact. Gave up back-to-back hits. He gave up 3 of his 4 hits in the second inning and then gave up the home run in the seventh, but pitched very well. 4 hits, 3 runs all earned, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. And Jack Cushing wins his 11th game of the season as the Rockhounds' right-hander. And that will put him right now second in the league behind only Taylor Dollard, who is the pitcher of the year. He's been the pitcher of the year since about May as Arkansas's Taylor Dollard. Cushing, the winner, is 11-3. Blaine Enloe takes the loss. He is 1-3. Max Schumann, a 2-run home run for the Rockhounds, his 8th of the year, 4 of them against Wichita. And the solo home run for Alex Isola is his 10th of the season and his 40th run batted in. Officially 1 hour and 39 minutes for the first of this doubleheader. So we'll take a quick timeout when we come back, and we will take a break here as we head toward game number 2 of this doubleheader. And the Rockhounds and the Wind Surge will play another. And first pitch should be right about 7:10 if everything is on schedule this evening. So we'll take a quick second look, then we'll take our time out. That when Rockhounds Radio continues in just a moment.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
Again, a roughly 30-minute break between games, and we are already, of course, into that. Hounds crew is already out there working on the diamond to get it set for game number 2. Colin Ballou's expected to go for the Rockhounds in the nightcap of this double dip. Not sure. Don't have a lineup yet for the Wichita Wind Surge. We'll double check on that. So we will take a break here. We will join you just a tinge after 7 o'clock for game two of this doubleheader and then final fireworks night of the season. And, of course, this ball game originally was a 7 o'clock single game, so I imagine probably about half of the crowd that we would normally have. In fact, not even up to normal start time. The second game will start right about when the single game was scheduled, so we'll have a much bigger bunch. But, boy, the folks who got here and got here early for the doubleheader saw a tremendous game. The Wind Surge take the lead in this ball game in the second inning. A single by Alex Isola, who was obviously big in the contest. Then with two out, Anthony Prado, an RBI double. Deshaun Kersey Jr., an RBI single. It was 2-0 Wichita. Max Schumann hitting his eighth home run of the year, half of them against the Wind Surge. Devin Poyle singled. Austin Beck singled leading off the third. The Wind Surge turned a double play, and that turned out to be really big because Max then lifted a two-run home run into the left field bullpen that tied the game at two. It stayed tied until the top of the seventh when Alex Isola solo home run into the left field bullpen, and that made it a 3-2 ball game. Jack Cushing got the next three batters. The Hounds, though, get back-to-back-to-back base hits in the bottom of the seventh. Brett Harris leads it off with a line drive to left. Devin Foyle hits into the right field corner, brings Brett Harris down to third base. Austin Beck with an opposite field RBI single into right center. That pushes Devin Foyle to third. He was running on the 3-2 pitch. Turns out to be huge because on a wild pitch by Blaine Enloe, the Rockhounds walk it off. Wild pitch and a walk-off. So, numbers we gave you are correct in this ball game. And again, for Jack Cushing, a complete game victory in this one. 3-4-0 for the Wind Surge, 4-9-0 for the Rockhounds. Cushing 11-3. Blaine Enloe falls to 1-3. Home runs by Isola for the Wind Surge and Schumann for the Rockhounds. Well, game number two is just around the corner, so we'll take our time out and we'll see you shortly for game two of this Texas League double dip from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Our final Village Car Wash score in the opener, Rockhounds 4 and Wichita 3.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.
batting eighth, the left fielder, number 12, Devin Boyle. Batting ninth, the right fielder, number 9, Austin Bass. And taking the mound tonight, your Rockhounds, number 39, Colin Hillou. It's time for our Midland Reporter telegram delivery of the game. Here's Rocky Rockhound to deliver tonight's official game ball for our ceremonial first pitch. And here to throw out the first pitch tonight, we have Tanner Hall.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
It is doubleheader baseball this evening. These two teams, Wichita and the Rock Hounds, rained out on Wednesday. And so it is a Saturday evening doubleheader. And my goodness, last night, Wichita winning by the final score of 2-1, ball game that was really tightly contested. Wichita denying a couple of Rockhounds opportunities to maybe tie or do better. And here in this one, the opener of the doubleheader, the Rockhounds win it 4-3 in comeback fashion. Another really just really good game. And very good defense the last couple of ball games of these two teams, a pair of one-run games. And now we'll play seven innings more before the season's final fireworks show. And, of course, tomorrow afternoon, I was thinking about it just a couple of moments ago, just writing down the, we got the lineups confirmed for the second game of this doubleheader, and it occurred to me that it is, what now, a little after 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. By this time tomorrow, for at least 6 of the 10 teams in the Texas League, and for you and for me here in the Permian Basin, this season is over. The teams will play tomorrow afternoon at 2, and that will be the final game for the Rockhounds anyway in 2022. Just ahead of the lineup, the Rockhounds will take the diamond here in just a moment. First ball game, of course, 7 innings, Rockhounds winning 4-3. And meant to mention it during our game summary and didn't. If you are watching on MILB TV from the Wichita area, we'll remind you that the Wind Surge will host Game 1 of the North Division Playoff Series, the North Division Championship Series. Wind Surge will host Tulsa, and that will be on Tuesday. The folks at Major League Baseball do the scheduling, and they aren't necessarily really kind about the playoffs. Game one will be Tuesday. Games two and three, if needed, will be Thursday and Friday at Tulsa. And next Saturday would be an off day, which makes a whole bunch of sense, doesn't it? But again, the Wind Surge will host Tulsa game one of that best of three series. Visiting with Tim Grubbs, the radio voice of the Wind Surge, yesterday we were talking about the playoffs. And that first game is absolutely pivotal. So for Wind Surge fans, that'll be Tuesday evening. And the Wind Surge taking on Tulsa. The other matchup will be San Antonio at Frisco. And in each case, the second half champions, top two teams in the league overall, are Wichita and Frisco. So I would think they would be favored. But in each case, remember, the first half winner, Tulsa and San Antonio in the North and South, respectively, they will host Game 2 and, if needed, Game 3. So that could that's just the advantage gained, and that's the way it's always been, the first half champion getting the benefit of the doubt in terms of home field. So very, very big ball game on Tuesday, and wanted to remind you that there is baseball still to be played at Riverfront Stadium. We'll have fireworks after this ball game, and should be a very good crowd. Again, it was not certainly a full house because we started at 5 rather than at 7. This ball game will go right about the same, the usual scheduled start time for the fireworks show to follow. And I do believe if you're in the neighborhood, you can still sneak into the ballpark here. Well, you'll need a ticket, of course, but we do have baseball and fireworks still to come. Pitching matchup, in game number 2, Osiris Herman will go for the Wind Surge. This is a spot start, so it will largely be pitching by bullpen. But again, doubleheader games only 7 innings, so Osiris will get the start. He has already appeared in this series and was really instrumental in the Tuesday night win for the Wind Surge, winning the opener of this series. Osiris Herman will make his first start of the season and just his 6th career start overall. He's been very good. He's 3-3 with a 3.48 earned run average. And Osiris Herman, the right-hander, on the mound for the Wind Surge. For the Rockhounds, Colin Palouse will wrap up what has been kind of an up-and-down 2022 season for Colin. Was looking a little earlier today at the month-by-month, and it really has been an up-and-down season. He started the season with a 2.74 ERA in 4 April starts, and that really just picked up where he had left off at the end of 2021. But he has struggled a couple of times. In May, the ERA was close to 10. Was 6 in June, 5.5 in July. In August, he made 4 starts, 4 appearances, a 3.18. And so far in September, he's 0-2 with an ERA of 8.1. So it's been that up and down season. But you and I have watched Colin for parts now of 2 seasons, including all of 2022. And you know he is capable of very, very good things. That would be your pitching matchup for game 2. Hounds around the diamond. Let's take you down for Albert Hall in the National Anthem.
By the dawn's early night, was so proudly greeted at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Always just exceptional, Albert Hall. I say this every time, but it's true. When I arrived at this franchise in 1992, Albert was in high school, if I recall, and was singing the national anthem. And that was 1992, so Albert is no longer in high school, and I will not even go any further than that. But, man, always just an absolute A-lister. Albert, thank you so much for I've got a pretty solid five or six act A-list when it comes to the national anthem here. Man, Albert's been on it forever. Well, Colin Palou says baseball in hand. Again, the pennant race, well, that's been decided. We're playing baseball for the love of the game, as the film once said. Had a couple of really good ball games last night and then earlier tonight to start this double dip. First pitch of game two, the nightcap on the way after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And Austin Martin will again stand in to lead it off, where he has all five games of this series. Right-handed inning shortstop with Colin Palou on the mound, and we are ready for game two of this doubleheader. Let's play some more baseball. First pitch from Colin. Outside and low for ball one to the wind surge. And I bet I said shortstop, didn't I? He's at second base because the guy on deck went from Minnesota Twins fans. This is pretty cool stuff. Brooks Lee has just joined this club. I'll tell you more about Brooks in a moment. A little number off the end of the bat by Austin Martin, and it's one ball, one strike. The guy at the plate and the guy on deck are both former first-round draft choices, and, in fact, Brooks Lee make his double-A debut in this ball game, and he was drafted just in this June draft, eighth overall by the Twins, and he has just joined the team. Swing and a high pop-up, and that will get, I think, out of play. The ball didn't get all that far, about seven or eight rows, and given the look was J.J. Schwarz, but he runs out of room, so one ball and two strikes. Austin Martin, second baseman, leading it off. Martin at second. Brooks Lee is the shortstop. He'll bat second. Brooks Lee is at short. And Edward Julien is the designated hitter, and he will bat third. Julien, the DH. 1-2 pitch, sails up high, and the count goes two balls, two strikes. Junior Severino, right where he has been throughout the series, batting cleanup and playing third base. Severino is at third. Seth Gray, the first baseman, batting fifth. Seth Gray at first. 2-2 stretch. Pitch to Martin. Attempted, didn't go. Pitch down and in. Full count. Again, Martin, remember, so dangerous if he gets on base. Kyle Schmidt will catch and bat sixth for the wind surge. Kyle Schmidt behind the plate. Deshaun Kersey Jr. is in center field of that seventh. Kersey Jr. in seventh, center, batting seventh. Pitch swung on, popped up, right side of the infield. And it's going to be the first baseman who makes the catch. Tyler Soderstrom will tuck that away. So Austin Martin pops out on the full count pitch. One down, top of the first inning. Here is Brooks Lee. Big left-handed hitter, drafted eighth overall in the 22 draft out of Cal Poly. Made a quick stop in the Florida Complex League and now in the advanced A ranks and all the way up to double A already. Takes a strike at the inside edge of the knees, 0-1. Brooks, a switch hitter, batting from the left side. Now he's playing the pull slightly. Stretch and pitch, and that's low and away from Colin. One ball, one strike. Rest of the order, Leobaldo Cabrera in right field, batting eighth. Cabrera is in right. And Will Holland moves to left field in game two. He'll bat number nine, Will Holland in left, rounding it out. 1-1 pitch. Boy, that ball is tattooed, but foul. Line drive, that was way foul, but hard hit. So just ahead of the playoffs, Brooks Lee joining this team. He moves Austin Martin over to second base. Lee is a shortstop. The 1-2 pitch. That's fouled away. Count stays 1-2. So you have that middle infield of Austin Martin, Brooks Lee, and Edward Julien, all middle infielders. Julien becoming the DH. And and he's having an outstanding offensive year. So that really just adds to that Wichita lineup. Check swing. Did he go appeal? Yep, and he's out on strikes. I think Brooks knew it. A little check swing on a pitch that was down today. It really kind of tied him up. So the whiff for Colin Palouse. One man out on strikes. Two men down in the inning. And here is Edward Julien. 0 for 2, but a base on balls in that first game. Julien, left-handed hitter. It's Martin, Lee, and Julien up top. Severino, Gray, and Schmidt in the middle. Kersey, Cabrera, and Holland rounded out. Pitch from Colin Palouse drops down low. One ball and no strikes. Infield entirely in shadows in almost all of left field. Anything hit deep toward the wall, the sun might be a factor. And center field will battle the sun for a while yet. 1-0 pitch. Drops down low. Two balls and no strikes. Colin Palouse making start number 21. Appearance number 23 has a couple of piggyback starts. Right-hander set. Delivers this ball. Is hit high in the air to center field. Drifting back with room is Goldberg. Well, that ball carries a little bit short of the track, but Michael is there. He'll haul it in. Julien got a lot of that ball. He's got some power, and he drove it just maybe a step or two shy of the track and straight away center field. So, Colin Palouse gets a 1-2-3 inning, and this double dip is underway. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. Village Car Wash score first time around. The wind surge nothing. And against Osiris Herman, the right-hander, Rockhounds are coming to bat.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event.
Just move on up.
Get great offers on select Ford vehicles. And you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Center fielder Michael Goldberg will lead it off. Zach Geloff and Kyle McCann to follow, bottom of the first inning. Osiris Herman will make a spot start in this game. Really good the other night in game one of this series. Right-hander facing Michael Goldberg and fires at 91 right down the middle, call a strike. Goldberg in center field to lead off batter. Zach Geloff moving back to second base in this game and batting second once again. Zach Geloff. 0-1 pitch. A little swinging bunt, and that's a fair ball. And had a low throw and picked again by Seth Gray. That was a very poor throw by Kyle Schmidt. That was a bad short hop, and Gray makes another pick. Boy, I think he's done that about a half dozen times in the games in which he has played at first base in this series. He has been terrific. In the first game of this doubleheader, he made two or three really good picks and does again here. Here's Zach Geloff. Kyle McCann on deck. He's the designated hitter in game two. Kyle McCann, the DH. Herman's pitch. Backs up over the heart of the plate for a called strike, 0-1. J.J. Schwarz will catch and bat cleanup. J.J. behind the plate. Tyler Soderstrom at first base, batting fifth. Tyler at first. 0-1 pitch. Sails up and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. Brett Harris, the third baseman in the sixth spot. Brett Harris is at third. Marty Bikina will play shortstop in this game. Marty batting seventh at short. Herman's pitch, big swing and a miss. Geloff chasing a breaking ball away. 1-0 and 2 strikes now to Zach. Devin Foyle had a big game in game one. He'll bat eighth in left field, Devin Foyle in left. And Austin Beck had a big game in game one. He'll bat ninth and play the ninth spot. Austin Beck in right. 1-2 count. Gelof waits. Pitch swung on. Sent in the air. Center field. Not deep. Coming on in there to make the catch is Kersey Jr. That ball up in the sun. Deshaun took a moment or two to kind of gauge it, but he got there for the out. Two men down, and the batter is Kyle McCann. Goldberg, Gelof, and McCann up top. Schwarz, Soderstrom, and Harris in the middle. And Bikina, Foyle, and Beck round it out. Kyle, left-handed hitter, the designated hitter. 1-for-3. A single in the first game. Makes up and away from Herman for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Would be interesting on anything hit back up through the box to see how Herman handles that. He has one of those finishes where he appears to be a little bit off balance. The delivery up and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. And the follow through, that back leg comes up in the air a little bit and he turns the body pretty drastically. Tough to get in position on a ball hit back up the middle. He takes down and in this Kyle ball, three, I believe. Three balls, no strikes. I don't think he got a piece of that. 3-0 the count. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Game two of the doubleheader. Rockhounds winning the opener 4-3. Now three base hits to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. Scored twice. 3-0 pitch. Out there, called strike at the knees. 3-1 on the outside edge. Winsor's got a home run in the top of the seventh. From Alex Isola, the Rockhounds answered with two, walked it off in a wild pitch. 3-1 is bounced foul. Count is full now to Kyle. Three balls, two strikes. For Wichita, they lost a six-game win streak. Their win-loss record plummets all the way to 19 games over 500. 77-58. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch from Herman, and this is tapped toward the first baseman. And Gray will, boy, get there himself just in time for the out. So three unassisted. Kyle bounces out to Seth Gray, and as they did in the opener of this doubleheader, each team goes in order in the first inning. So it's the second of two on the final weekend of the 2022 season. And after one, the reminder that our broadcast is brought to you by the terrific folks at Village Car Wash. And our score of the game, Hounds nothing, Wind Surge nothing.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. Actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Top half of the second, and Junior Severino will lead it off. Guy's had a very good series. Is Severino switch hitter batting from the left side against Colin Palouse. First pitch of the inning is bounced foul on two long hops past first. No one won the count. Severino, then Seth Gray, and Kyle Schmidt. Scoreless ball game. Field almost entirely now in shadows. Long streaks of sunlight in deep left center field. Pitch just down and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. Severino 0-for-3. Couple of strikeouts in the first game of this doubleheader. waggles that bat, gets in a pretty good crouch from the left side, takes outside for a ball, 2-1 from Colin Palouse. Colin actually has a save on the year. That was part of a piggyback start that just absolutely went flawlessly, went four innings and picked up the save. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Well, fouled out of play, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Overall, 112 and two-thirds innings coming in. Had 131 hits. Doesn't walk a lot of batters. 28 walks, 84 strikeouts. So the whip is very manageable at 1.41. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch to Severino. That's fouled away. We'll do it again on 2-2. Again, for Colin, when he arrived here a year ago, just really had a just turned into a breakthrough season for him, and it really started that way in April. Since then, it's been an up and down, kind of an uneven year. I think that might be a good way to put it. 2-2 pitch, chopper out towards shortstop. Going to be a tough play for Bikina. Can he get him? And yeah, he does. Good throw, right on the money. Backhanded by Tyler for the out. Good play by Marty Bikina at shortstop. That ball had to stay back on it. Took that one long kind of top spin hop. But Bikina, good solid throw. Severino, not necessarily a speed demon, but it was going to be a close play, and Marty got him. So one man down, and Seth Gray will be the batter. Gray 0 for 2 with a walk in the first ball game. Takes down and in for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Of course, we're only watching the wind surge in a very small window here just in this one series, but from what we have seen, Seth Gray is an outstanding defensive first baseman. Certainly good hands. Takes down the middle for a called strike. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Again, Seth is still very new to the wind surge, playing in just his sixth game. Left-handed hitter, upright stance, swings and sends one high and foul out of play. Off to the left, the count is 0-2. Kyle Schmidt, the catcher, waiting on deck for the wind surge. Well, 2 seasons at the AA level with the Texas League upon the return of affiliated baseball to Wichita. 1-2 swing pitch, a swing and a miss. Gray is out on strikes. Colin with his second whip of the ball game. Got him on a good solid fastball up in the zone at 93. Swinging strike, 2 men down. Here's Kyle Schmidt. And the wind surge reached the playoffs last year. That was a different setup, of course, just won a single round. And, boy, they just ran into a really hot Northwest Arkansas team, swinging a foul back, count as 0-1. Really a good indicator of anything can happen in a short series. Northwest Arkansas gained the playoff spot on the last game of the last day. They were the least likely of 3 teams to get in. They got in and went on and won 3 in a row. In the best-of-5 series last year. Pitch down and in, 1 ball and 1 strike. Said, though, in the pregame, and I think it's really very fitting that both Frisco and Wichita are in the postseason. They've been the top 2 teams in the league overall all season. 1-1 pitch, big swing and a miss, fastball up. Now in at 92, it's 1-2 to Kyle Schmidt. Kyle, the catcher, hitting 181 in 25 games for Wichita. The loose comes set. 1 ball, 2 strikes from the belt. Stretch, kick, and pitch. Just outside. J.J. framed it. Not quite there. 2-2. Kyle Schmidt was born in Austin. 33rd rounder. Went to the University of Richmond. Drafted in 19 by the Twins. Here's the 2-2. Got him outside. J.J. was about 5 steps toward the dugout before home plate umpire Alex Nash even finished the strike 3 call. J.J. basically kind of rung that up all on his own. I love that. So a called third strike. Third strike out for Colin Palouse. And for the second straight inning, the wind surge go in order. Man, I love that attitude from J.J. Swartz, man. He caught that. He barely framed it. He was running toward the dugout. Glad Alex Nash agreed, calling the strike. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Village Car Wash score is a scoreless tie.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Well, here is catcher and part-time umpire, J.J. Schwarz, will lead it off, bottom half of the second inning. Takes a called strike at the knees in the outside corner from Osiris Herman. We go to the bottom of the second inning, no score. Really, I love the way J.J. plays anyway. Just really just brings a lot of energy is one word for it. Called strike outside corner because I'm bragging him up, and he quickly gets down to the count 0-2. And he plays with awareness, plays with a pretty good amount of passion, and I just love that. Last third strike just a couple of moments ago, man. He's halfway to the dugout before the Steve Reich and the three were uttered. Pitch takes down and away here does the Hounds catcher. One ball, two strikes. J.J. took the collar last night, only the fourth time in his last 48 games he has failed to reach base. Average at 305, took a little hit last evening, swinging a high fly ball right field. This is toward the corner, and ball drifting, and a boy, nice catch and foul ground by Cabrera. Little, I don't know that there's much breeze, but that ball was really slicing toward the corner. There is not a ton of foul ground down there, and Cabrera makes the good play. J.J. retired on a fly ball and foul ground to right fielder Leo Baldo. Cabrera, now Tyler Soderstrom. Tyler, 2-for-3, then bounced into a double play his third time up after a couple of singles last evening, or first game, rather. Excuse me. We have already played one, thank you. Pitch up high for a ball. Hounds going back to their blue jerseys over the white pants, wore the tall city jerseys for game number one and also last night. Pitch down and away, and the count goes 2 balls, no strikes. A couple of those jerseys were auctioned off live. Tyler's went for a cool $2,000. Benefiting good folks, by the way. Pitch is swung on and fouled straight back, and the count is 2 balls, one strike. Tyler, of course, by any and all measuring, is a top two prospect for the A's. 2-1 pitch, and that's bounced foul. And, of course, the other of the top two, Shane Langeliers, has now reached the big leagues. Boy, the A's really just absolutely love him, one of the guys in the Matt Olson trade. Didn't get a chance to see Shane here. He was already pretty advanced and started with AAA and now up to the A's at the big league level. Bouncer foul at the plate. And 2-2 now is the count to Tyler Soderstrom. Ball retrieved by the catcher Kyle Schmidt. Good citizen retrieving it. That boy a little slow, but he got there. It was a shorter run for Kyle Schmidt anyway. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Tyler. Nobody on, one man down. Takes down low, a ball 3-2. Tyler Soderstrom hitting .276. 7 home runs with the Hounds, 25 driven in. Overall, with advanced A and double A, 27 home runs, 96 driven in. Tantalizingly close to that century mark. Swings and fouls it back. Count stays 3-2. Brett Harris on deck, bottom of the second inning. Tyler ready to go from the left side. A couple of new baseballs now delivered to home plate umpire Alex Nash. Here's the pitch from Herman, and he got him. Swing and a miss down and in. Boy, Tyler talking to himself. He is angry with himself for swinging that one down and in, and he's out on strikes. Two down for Brett Harris. Well, Brett started the game-winning rally in the bottom of the seventh inning of Game 1. He led off the inning with a single. Rockhounds were down 3-2 after Alex Isola homered in the top of the seventh and final inning. But Brett's single really did light the fuse. Hounds got three straight base hits. A wild pitch eventually ended it. Takes a strike over the inside edge, 0-1. Mentioned a spot start for Osiris Herman. Don't know how deep he'll go. Nobody in the pen yet. 0-1 pitch. Boy, got there inside corner. Just backed up enough to get there. 0-2 the count. So base is empty, two down. Field has drifted all the way now into shadows as we get into the evening. Little bit of breeze right to left. Only direct rays of the sun hitting the top of the grass berm and right in the big green trees that provide the batter's eye here. 0-2 pitch, and that hit it. And just floated right on up and got him on the shoulder, so Brett will reach base on an 0-2 hit by pitch. That one just right at him. Really didn't even try much to get out of the way. I don't think he could have. That was just flat right at him and got him. It was an off-speed pitch. Doesn't mean it didn't hurt. And Brett Harris now on base. Here's Marty Bikina. Marty did not play in the first of the doubleheader. He and J.J. Schwarz inserted into the lineup. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Bobby made a couple of adjustments. Chase Calabrese was a late scratch from Game 1, so Michael Goldberg playing in with Games 1 and 2, and Michael was at the plate. In fact, when the ball game ended in the first game, chopper to third, handled at the shoe tops by Severino. Strong throw right on the money, and Marty is out. Severino has been very, very good at third base during this series. So no runs on a hit. Batsman, no errors, and a couple of men are left on base. Our broadcast is brought your way by Village Car Wash, and after two, no score.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Top half of the third in the nightcap here. Momentum Bank Ballpark, where the season is drifting into the sunset, just as we are here for this evening, this Saturday evening. Good crowd, by the way, really good crowd on hand. Of course, it was sparse for Game 1 because this was not a scheduled doubleheader. But a really good bunch. We've got all sorts of folks in the picnic area. So, got a scoreless game to the third inning. Teams have played two really good games back-to-back just in terms of entertaining and tightly contested. 2-1 last night, Wichita, 4-3 Hounds in the opener of the doubleheader. First pitch, swing and a miss to Sean Kersey Jr. 0-1. RBI single for Deshaun in the first ball game. Left-handed hitter with excellent speed. Not a guy you want to see get on base for the Hounds. Takes a called strike inside edge. Just got there. Deshaun thought that pitch was in. He was backing away from it. With an 0-2 count. Colin Palouse on the mound. He'll face the bottom third of the order here in the top half of the third inning. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss and got him. 92-mile-an-hour fastball in, and that is the fourth strikeout for Colin in his third consecutive whip, and here is Leobaldo Cabrera. Right-handed hitter is Leobaldo at 220 on the season. Colin looks in for the sign. J.J. Schwarz is his battery mate, as we have mentioned. Takes, boy, called strike, just got there. Very, it appears anyway, just from hitter reaction, etc., generous strike zone. team's hitters have reacted a bit early on in the game. 0-1 pitch, and this ball is hit high in the air to left field, left center field. And drifting back, boy, there to make the catch. That was interesting. The left fielder does indeed get there. That's Devin Foyle. Michael Goldberg was also there. The wind kind of it picked up just before that pitch, and that ball was launched high in the air. Michael and Devin were converging in deep left center field, but they were on the track, and that ball was way up in the air, but it fell just short of the wall, handled by Foyle for the out. And that was a deep fly ball off Cabrera's bat. Here's Will Holland. Bounces one foul. It's 0-1. Will moving to left field in this game. Holland 0-2 with a deep fly out and a strikeout in game one. Wichita got only four base hits in the game against Jack Cushing, but they scored three runs on them. 0-1 pitch, and that's fouled back. Count is 0-2. And Jack Cushing with a complete game win. That's seven innings. That is 11th victory. Nobody's going to catch Taylor Dollard with 16 wins. Leads all of minor league baseball. Swinging a little pop-up. That's going to get into foul ground. Down the right field side, nowhere near anybody, so still an 0-2 count to Holland. But Jack Cushing, and of course, spent a little time at AAA, but he is 11-3 to finish the year. Is Jack Cushing an outstanding season for the Georgetown product? 0-2 to Holland, second time. Stretch and pitch by Palouse. Roll toward third base, a shortstop. Going to be Bikina. Edge of the grass, got to hurry. Got it. Nice play by Marty Bikina. Boy, he actually hit. No, he didn't hit the deck. Brett Harris did. Bikina ranging to his right. That's his second really good play in this ballgame, and that one was terrific. Holland runs pretty well, and that ball was hit toward the hole. So Marty Bikina slaps a little leather at shortstop, and we are bound for the bottom half of the third. 2.5 in the books. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash. And to the bottom of the third, no score.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Again in the nightcap, Wichita basically pitching by committee in this game. And Hunter McMahon will be the next committee member to come on. Two innings for Osiris Herman in the start, his first of the year. Two innings, no runs or hits or walks. One strikeout, he did hit one batter. That's the only base runner of the game through 2.5 innings. That was Brett Harris, who was hit by a pitch. That was just an 0-2 that got away from the right-hander. So Hunter McMahon on the pitch as we go to the bottom half of the third. Heard from our friends at Hilliard IT Solutions, and our trivia for part number two, go back a little ways. Barry Bonds, when he broke the all-time home run record, of course, there was a lot of focus on the baseball. And that baseball, of course, was caught by a fan, and it was then auctioned off online. A record-setting home run ball, and a guy named Mark Echo. Now, I am not familiar with him, but I understand he has a clothing brand, and he is doing rather well because of that clothing brand. In 2007, he bought the home run ball for about $750,000, but then he did something interesting with it. Here's Devin Foyle now leading it off. Takes a strike down the middle for McMahon. 0-1. Hunter McMahon out of the bullpen. Fourth appearance. ERA is high, but again, a very small sample size at AA, 18.9 the earned run average. Swinging ahead, of course, he's 0-2 ahead of Devin Foyle. four appearances, 3 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 7 runs all earned, a walk and 3 strikeouts. Hunter making his second appearance of this series. Right-hander delivers, and that ball bounced foul. It was 0-2. Well, Mark Echo went on. Now, he was not a Barry Bonds fan, and I am with him on that. Because I know Barry set the record. He's a marvelous hitter and all of that, but he did obviously cheat. I mean, it's pretty clear. But a spectacular player, too. Pitch just up and away, 1-2. So Mark Echo purchased the record-setting home run ball, the home run ball Barry Bonds, paid about $750,000 for it, then went on the Today Show and basically asked America what he should do with the baseball, and he gave Americans three choices, swinging a foul straight back. And what he did was he set up a website where folks could vote. And what he wanted to do was somehow notate the baseball that it was a record, but that there was something behind it. Of course, Bonds' steroid stuff. And he got pretty creative, did Mark Echo. Here's the 1-2 stretch. Pitch to foil. Bouncing ball. Foul. Boy, Devin really doing battle. He got down in the count 0-2. He's fouled 3 away. It's 1-2. So he goes on to Today Show. And he sets all this up. Mark at the time was 35 years of age, again, fashion designer and very successful company. He said it, said three options on what we should do with the Barry Bonds record-setting home run ball. Number one was just send it directly to Cooperstown. Hall of Fame, of course. Here's the 1-2 stretch now and the pitch. Nope, down and in, 2-2. Now Devin doing battle here as the eighth pitch of the AB coming up. Number two was brand it with an asterisk and then send it to the Hall, again denoting the Bonds issue, or put it on a rocket ship and launch it into outer space. Two balls, two strikes, stretch and pitch by McMahon. Boy, just low and away, full count, 3-2. Devin, left-handed hitter. Austin Beck is on deck. And back to the top of the order for Michael Goldberg. We are scoreless in the bottom half of the third. Devin ready. 3-2 count. McMahon comes set. Right-hander delivers, and down low and coaxed a walk. Boy, the phrase, earning a walk, there you go. That was 0-2. He fouled off 3-2 strike pitches, worked it full, and draws a base on balls. I am always astounded, by the way, by how many broadcasters in each and every one of them, far better than I. However, when they say that the guy draws a walk and it's a great at-bat, it's not. That's not an at-bat. That's why it's a walk. Throw over to first. Boy, that's close. That was close. Devin just got back in. Good throw over by McMahon, gloved by Seth Gray. Base on balls is a plate appearance, but not an at-bat. See, if it's an at-bat, then Devin's 0 for 1. And no, he's not. He's 0 for 0 with a well-earned base on balls. Stretch and pitch by McMahon, and that's up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Austin Beck, right-handed hitter. I actually did a double take at the television screen. Brian Anderson, who worked in this league in San Antonio, and is consider him a good friend, and he's so good. I think he's next in line to be one of the guys at the absolute top level, the Jim Nances of the world. I don't know that there will ever be another Jim Nance or Al Michaels or Joe Buck for that matter, but Brian's at that level. And he actually said that was a guy drew a walk and he called it a good at bat. Come on, brother. Man, he is so good. Worked in San Antonio, did Brian, for a good number of years. Now, of course, one of the really high profile guys. And boy, as knowledgeable as they come. Here's a line shot off the bat of Austin Beck into left center field. That will drop for a base hit. Coming around second. On his way to third base, Devin Foyle throws high and wide down to second base. Sliding in goes Austin Beck. Single goes to second on the throw, and it's second and third. Nobody down, and Austin Beck is having a ball game. Foyle came all the way around to third. So I think I just want to confirm that's a single. I don't think there's any discussion. The only question would be, was Austin going all the way? But I think that'll be a single and goes to second on the throw. So we'll have to see. But it's second and third. And the top of the order now, here's Michael Goldberg. Swings and misses at the first offering down and in, and it's 0-1, so the first base hit of the ball game. We have to turn to the electronic box here and see how that will be scored. But it's second and third, nobody out. And again, Austin Beck had a key base hit in game one of this series, an RBI that tied the game, takes down low. Here does Michael Goldberg, count one ball and one strike to Michael. So 1-1. That is a single, goes to second on the throw. We just confirmed that. Count is 1-1. Scoreboard does not have a count yet. Count is 1-1 to Goldberg. That's a computer issue, by the way. Drives me crazy. Pitch down and away for a ball. Back in the old days, all you had to do was punch a button and the light would light up. So count is 2-1. And the scoreboard just now trying to catch up. His count is 2-1. Michael Goldberg, the batter, second and third. Nobody on the way, and that's a called strike, and the count evens up now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Stuff gets to the scoreboard in a different fashion anymore. Two balls, two strikes, two on, nobody down. Stretched by Hunter McMahon. Goldberg waits, pitch to Michael. Swing and a miss, and he got it. Big strikeout for McMahon. And Hunter has had a tough go of it since coming up to Wichita. Comes back with a really big strikeout there. Leadoff walk, Devin Foyle. And again, that was well-deserved, well-earned, I should say. I don't know about deserved. I don't know that you can deserve a walk, but he sure earned it. And then the single by Austin Beck. Foyle going from first to third on the play. And on the throw to third base, Beck advanced to second. Second and third. One down here. Zach Geloff takes down and away for a ball. 1-0. Zach flew out to center field his first time up. He was held hitless in the first game of this double dip. And, man, that's only because Austin Martin made a dickens of a play on him at shortstop. Infield in all the way around. 1-0 count. Geloff waits. Pitch takes flight. Down and away. Ball two. 2-0. And the Hounds have a great opportunity here. Into the evening time here, a little blue-gray evening sky, gorgeous in West Texas tonight. A little tiny bit of breeze, temperature in the mid-80s. Geloff waits now, time is called. Foyle at third, Beck at second. With a strikeout of Michael Goldberg, one man down. No score, bottom of the third. Geloff waits, right-hander against right-hander. From the belt, McMahon, 2-0 pitch. Zach takes down low, ball three, three balls, no strikes. Zach at 277 coming into the game, so that average will have dropped, of course, a little bit. .274 up to the moment, 13 home runs and 61 driven in. McMahon, baseball in his right hand now. Maybe not a little lack of communication with the catcher, Kyle Schmidt. He's going to come out for a visit here. So, bottom half of the third inning. For those who are more than familiar, my apologies for the redundancy, but this is a seven-inning game. So, when you have a scoring opportunity to take an early lead in a doubleheader game in minor league baseball, it really does kind of change the complexion of the game. Teams went back and forth in the first one, 4-3. Rockhounds winning the first game of the doubleheader. Geloff waits. Three balls, no strikes. Stretch and pitch. Takes up and in. Draws a walk. Ball four. And they are loaded for Kyle McCann. A couple of walks, a base hit, and a strikeout in this inning for Hunter McMahon. And here is Kyle. And 1-for-3 in the opener. Bounced to first. Struck out and looped a single. Bases are loaded. Left-handed hitter with power and production. 20 home runs, 62 driven in. McMahon to McCann. Strike outside half of the plate, 0-1. J.J. Schwarz on deck. No score, bottom of the third. Rockhounds with the first really serious threat of this ball game. Wichita 9 up, 9 down so far. 0-1 stretch and pitch. Kyle takes, boy, just inside. That's an aggressive pitch by McCann, or excuse me, by McMahon to Kyle McCann, but just missed inside. You can tell by Hunter's reaction, it appeared anyway, he thought that pitch got there. One ball, probably threw it just about where he wanted to. One ball, one strike, bases full. Pitch to Kyle, swings, fly ball, right center field. Not going to do any damage. That is going to drop base hit. That's going to drive home one and two. Coming for home. Going to be a play. Throw is wide. The ball gets away. McCann comes to third. Three-run double. Kyle McCann. RBIs 63, 64, 65. Clears the bases, does Kyle McCann. Yeah, the crowd going suitably crazy on that. Ball got down in the gap in deep right center field. You almost forget, Zach Eloff runs really well. He comes all the way around from first base to score. Throw was high and wide. It bounded away, but McCann was going to advance on the throw anyway, so there's no error. Hounds lead it 3-0, and here's J.J. Schwarz, runner at third, nobody out, and J.J. takes, woo my, up and in for ball one. Crowd, of course, will react. Well, we talked about the stretch that Kyle has gone through, very similar to the stretch that Logan Davidson went through and has absolutely busted out from. And boy, Kyle has been he's been productive even. And now a pitch down and in. That's back to the backstop, and Kyle McCann cruises home, and it's 4-0. Well, the Rockhounds walked off on a wild pitch in Game 1. They add to a lead here in Game 2. Boy, for Hunter McMahon, it has been a rough inning. It is 2-0 to J.J. Schwarz. Wild pitch clears the bases. It's 4-0 Rockhounds in the last of the third. 2-0 to J.J. Base is empty. And I said none out. Forgive me, one out. Of course, the strikeout of Michael Goldberg. A foul ball back here. It's 2-1. Devin Foyle a walk. Austin Beck the base hit, which put runners at second and third thanks to the good aggressive play by Gellaw, by Foyle, rather, who went from first to third on that play. So on second and third after the strikeout to Goldberg, a walk to Zach Gellaw, and the bases clearing double by Kyle McCann, who now scores on a wild pitch. 2-1, pitch down and away, ball three. Three balls and a strike. And there is activity now in the Wichita bullpen. Three balls and one strike. And for Hunter McMahon, came in with an 18-plus ERA, and he's given up four runs in one-third in this one. Pitch way up and in, and J.J. draws a walk. Well, I mentioned that last night J.J. went 0 for 4. Very much out of character. Here comes Ramon Borrego, and that I would guess would be it for Hunter McMahon, who has really struggled in his short stint at Double-A. No indication yet. Yep, now going to go to the mound. Go to the bullpen. Yes, Borrego, Ramon, that is, coming to the mound. Boy, you know, what a job he has done. Ramon managed last year and this year in Wichita. Had the best record in the league a year ago. We're swept by Northwest Arkansas in the title series, but again, that really is just kind of a little bit of lightning in a bottle. Northwest Arkansas just got red hot and had all sorts of momentum. But the Wind Surge had the best record last year and do again this year. This team is 19 over 500. So Ramon Borrego has been absolutely outstanding. Minnesota Twins, the parent club. So in the third inning, McMahon's evening is done. And the Wind Surge will go back to the pen. And on day, I believe, is Jordan Brink. And yes, it is. So Jordan Brink is on the pitch. One on and one man down in a four-run inning for the Rockhounds, who are finally figuring out a way to at least compete with the Wichita Wind Surge. Winning the opener, the double dip, and now leading here 4-0. Mention the guy who bought the Barry Bonds home run record-setting baseball, Mark Echo. He was a guy who had plenty of money in the bank account. He paid $750,000 for the ball. And then he goes on the Today Show and said, look, I want you, meaning America, basically, to tell me what I should do with a Barry Bonds baseball. Should he send the ball directly to Cooperstown, send it to the hall, but not before branding it with an asterisk to indicate there was something a little fishy with the record, or just launch it into outer space on a rocket? So he sets up a website, and I'm not sure how many votes he got. Very unusual. The newspaper report was from an actual newspaper, and there was a typo in it. It said 10,000 followed by million. So 10,000 million, and I don't think that's a number. I'm guessing it was 10 million votes. I'll tell you here in a moment what America selected to do with a Barry Bonds ball. I thought it was pretty creative stuff. Here's Tyler Soderstrom. Swings at the first pitch from the right-hander Jordan Brink and fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Brink inherits a runner at first base, one man down, four runs across. The base runner, of course, still belongs to Hunter McMahon. 0-1 count. Tyler waits. Struck out his first time and was angry with himself for it. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-1. So Tyler 2-for-4 now in the double dip. Two hits, bounced into a double play in the first game and struck out here. 1-1 count to the left-handed hitter playing first base again. Swings and misses, a foul tip. One ball and two strikes. Brett Harris on deck for the Hounds here in the last half of the third inning. Jordan Brink looks in, has the sign, does the right-hander, gets his numbers here in a moment. Covered up the stat sheet. One ball, two strikes outside for a ball. 2-2. Tyler, by the way, the seventh batter up in this inning, and there is only one man down. Brink has made just three appearances with the win surge. He is 1-0 with a 3.38 earned run average. Four hits and 2 2/3, two walks, three strikeouts. Right-hander set and delivers. High fly ball, left field side. Think it's going to drift foul, and yes, it will. Out of play. Count will stay 2-2. Jordan out of Fresno State. Been around a little bit. He's a veteran of the minor leagues. Drafted in the 2014 June draft out of Fresno State. The Cubs drafted him in the 11th round. He's now 29 years of age. Has spent the majority of this season with AAA El Paso before coming to the wind surge. Pitched down and in for a ball. So a 3-2 count. And opened the year with the Padres organization. He was released, Minnesota signing him not long ago, so he has just joined the wind surge. Pitch and up, down and in. Ball four. Tyler draws a walk. So two men on and still just one man down, and that'll bring up Brett Harris. Brett hit by a pitch his first time up and was 1-for-3 with a run scored. Started the game-winning rally in the seventh in the opener of the doubleheader. Had a base hit taken away from him on a really nice pick at third base by Junior Severino, and an equally nice catch at first base, one of several in this series from Seth Gray. So here's Brett with two on and one man down. Hounds lead early 4-0. Pitch down and away. Boy, that is nicely handled by Schmidt. One ball, no strikes. Well, Mark Echo set up that website and had about 10 million votes, if I'm reading it correctly. And I kind of thought, if you look at it, and I kind of thought the rocket ship thing might work. Just put it on a rocket ship, launch that baseball in outer space. But no, America was rather thoughtful, actually. Here's the 1-0 stretch and pitch. Down and in. Two balls, no strikes. They voted to, and he did this, by the way, to send the ball to Cooperstown, but not directly. Going to get a visit to the mound here as he struggles in this third inning all of a sudden now for Wichita pitching. And again, can't tell you which pitching coach this is. They have two, Peter Larson and Dan Urbina, but neither of them wear just the jerseys. They both wear the windbreakers, so can't get a uniform number. Well, America told Mark Echo, and he goes ahead and he did it. He followed through to send the Barry Bonds home run ball to Cooperstown, but first put an asterisk next to it, which would obviously then have to be explained. And he did so. And he did it the right way, and it was done with a laser. and they put an asterisk on the ball, and he sent it to Cooperstown. Now, I think they eventually showed it. Originally, he said it was going to be an outright donation, and that's the only way the Hall accepts things. And then he said it was a loan, and they decided they wouldn't accept that. But the ball, I think, finally got there with the asterisk. Swinging a bouncer ball toward third base. Here's Severino. Steps in the bag. Throws across the diamond. Throws wide. And this ball knocked down by Gray. He just saved a run. And out at third base. Good play by Severino. Not a good throw. So it's simply a five unassisted at third base. Schwarz is out there. Second out of the inning. And a fielder's choice. And Brett Harris will reach. Boy, Seth Gray has just been outstanding with the glove. Now, he didn't hang on to that. But if he doesn't get the glove on it and keep it very close, a run would have scored, or certainly a possibility of it. Would have been second and third at the very least. Good play again. First and second, two men down. Marty Bikina bounced to third his first time. Takes outside for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. So first and second, two men down, four runs in. The Rockhounds have batted around here in the third inning with Bikina. Ninth man up in the frame. 1-0 pitch. Sends that one straight back to the screen. 1-1. I did not know until I was reading the article about the Mark Echo, what should we do with the Barry Bonds baseball. It's a pretty hefty donation, by the way. Paid, to be specific, $752,467 for it. And then did eventually donate it to the Hall. 1-1 pitch. Down away and back to the screen. Runners to second and third, and I think that'll be a wild pitch, and it will indeed. So, wild pitches have been an issue for the wind surge. That's how the first game ended, and that's the second wild pitch of this game, with a run scoring on the first of them. Now second and third, and a 2-1 count to Marty Bikina. But the Hall of Fame, when something is sent to the Hall, it is a donation. It must be sent as such, or they will not accept it, with a few exceptions. Here's the 2-1 pitch. High fly ball right field, not deep. It'll carry a little but not a lot toward the line is Cabrera, and he will glove it for the out. So the Rockhounds bat around, and they will put a four spot on the board, leave a couple of men on base. So we have played three, and the Hounds have taken the lead. Village Car Wash scored in the top half of the fourth inning. The Rockhounds 4 and Wichita nothing.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Rockhounds busting loose in the bottom half of the third. And they were the beneficiaries of some couple of bases on balls, a couple of wild pitches, one of them important. Hounds had only two base hits, but they batted around. There were no errors in the inning. Some aggressive base running, bases on balls. Three walks in the inning. When Rockhounds score four times, three-run double by Kyle McCann, and he scored the fourth on the wild pitch. Top of the order in the top of the fourth, and Austin Martin takes a called strike. Other side of that coin, Wichita so far, just three innings in, but nine up, nine down. Palouse with the 0-1 pitch down and away from Collin, one ball, one strike. Top of the order, Austin Martin, newcomer Brooks Lee. Well, what an interesting addition with basically 24 hours left in the season and playoffs coming up for Wichita. Edward Julian will follow in this inning. Pitch just up and away. Crowd, those who are paying attention, that was close pitch, so they will gripe a little bit. The Rockhounds on top, 4-0, top of the fourth. This is a second of a double dip. Pitch from Pelusi's popped up, right side, playable for J.J. Anybody? Oh, he dropped it. Well, you can see it coming, a little bit of a collision as Tyler Soderstrom, I think, may have bumped into J.J. So the crowd going to grumble at that. Initially, I don't think J.J. got a good look at it, so Tyler charged in from first base. And a little miscommunication right there, so I think that'll just go as a foul ball. There'll be no error charge. It's two balls, two strikes. You could, but that would be a little cruel. There appeared to be a little contact. If there were such thing, and we say this often, as a team error, that would be, I think, probably there. Bouncer to third, foul ball, just wide of the bag. Austin Martin, 0-for-1 in this game. He popped out to first base. Austin's had a really good series. Went 0-for-3 in the first game, but he had a potential line drive base hit taken away on a brilliant catch at second by Max Schumann, who leaped and made the catch on the line drive. Hit the ball deep to center field his last time up, so 0-for-3, but he hit it well twice. Swings and sends this one foul out of play. Still 2-2. And sometimes you see a guy going 0-for-3, and it's really misleading, and that was the case, I would think, for Austin Martin in Game 1. He will be an interesting guy to follow. Former high draft choice of the Toronto Blue Jays, came over in a trade. Swinging a high pop-up, right side of the infield, Geloff and Soderstrom, and Tyler will make the call and the catch. Second pop-out to first base of the ballgame for Austin Martin. Again, the bat has really not come around this season, and that's something that for Austin has been certainly his calling card. So it's been, a disappointing season. He entered the year, for example, Baseball America rated him the number one prospect for the Twins. He's still top 11. That's not bad, by the way. Here is Brooks Lee. Tapper back to the mound. First pitch, and Palouz is there. Colin will handle it himself. Well, before we can tell you, Brooks Lee has just joined the club. He is out. Bouncer back to the pitcher with a number 8 overall selection in this year's draft. So he will join the club in time for the playoffs. Here's Edward Julian now. He flew out to deep center field his first time up. Ball that looked like it was going to be routine, but it just kept on carrying. Nobody on, two men down, and Colin Palouz trying to get through four. Gets a strike out of the knees. It's 0-1. Jack Cushing, complete game victory in game number 1, 7 innings. First complete game win for the Rockhounds on the year. Here's the 0-1 stretch. Oh, you just don't see those anymore. Pitch down and in, one ball, one strike. Usually the complete game wins in the minors anymore, the vast majority are 7 innings. And, of course, that's reflected all the way across baseball anymore, isn't it? Here's the 1-1. Just drops low, two balls and a strike. Julian 0-for-2 with a walk in the first game, so 0-for-3 with a walk in the doubleheader. Stirs that battle over the left shoulder. 2-1 pitch. Strike called. Knee high inside corner, 2-2. Mentioned it last night, the Wind Surge wear bright red jerseys, trimmed in white and black, and they have gray baseball pants, black helmets, and he wears deep royal blue batting gloves. Sartorially not great, but he's a heck of a hitter. Here's the 2-2. Down low, ball 3. So 3-2, nobody on, two out, top of the fourth inning. As we approach, anyway, the midway point of the second game of this double dip. Rockhounds 4, Wind Surge nothing. Palouz comes set, 3-2. Julian draws a ton of walks. He takes, that's a call. Third strike, he flipped the bat away, thought he had a walk, had a strikeout. So it is 12 up, 12 down, and boy, that was borderline. And by the way, Alex Nash heard all he wanted to hear. He was looking at Julian, so obviously Edward said something and said as much as Alex was going to tolerate, and he watched him as he walked away, but Edward was wise and did not turn back and continue. So through four innings. Colin Palouse, 12 up, 12 down to the bottom of the fourth. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4, Wichita nothing.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right-hander Stephen Cruz will come out of the bullpen for Wichita. Again, Windsor pitching by committee by design in this second game of the doubleheader. Jordan Brink goes two-thirds of an inning, walks one batter, has one wild pitch. Hunter McMahon's line, one-third of an inning, two base hits, four runs all earned, two walks, a strikeout, and a wild pitch on which a run scored. So the Rockhounds lead it by the score of 4-0. A little bit reminiscent of Corpus Christi finding a way against the Rockhounds, who had really dominated the Hooks, winning 17 of the first 20 this season against Corpus. The man who led off the last inning, Devin Foyle, will lead off here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch swing, ball hit into left center field. Long run, anybody? Diving attempt, ball's going to drop. Devin around first on his way to second, he will hold up there. Boy, hope Holland is okay. Will Holland, the left fielder who has been tremendous defensively in the outfield, long run, made a dive after the ball, and boy, he hit the ground hard. He is slow to get up, but he is up. So Devin Foyle, with a walk and a run scored leading off the third, doubles here in the fourth. And Devin, in the first game, remember, was 2-for-3 and scored the game-winning run. So Devin Foyle, boy, he's kind of doing a 2021 reunion tour here. He has been really good in this game. Been a frustrating year, I'm sure, for Devin. Spent a lot of time in the IL. Here's Austin Beck. Takes a strike on the outside edge, 0-1. Austin Beck, the bottom of the order, has been terrific. Beck was 2-for-3. Gained tying RBI in the seventh inning in the first game of the doubleheader. 0-1 count, runner in scoring position. Hounds lead 4-0. Cruz with a look, comes to the plate. Ball sent high in the air against a pretty much pitch-black night sky now. Running out of room. Boy, love the enthusiasm and the effort. Austin Martin, who was at second base in this game. Austin took off after that fly ball, lost his cap. I mean, he was booking it. Ball got out of play by a good amount, but off the bat, Austin was chasing it. Gotta love that. Just in the effort department. 0-2 to Austin. Austin Beck, that is. 0-2 pitch. Swung on, looped foul. Right field side, that'll get out of play. Into the seats, couple of souvenirs, thank you. Top of the order, Michael Goldberg on deck. Rockhounds, after last night's defeat, we're a game and a half behind Amarillo now in the South Division. Frisco has won the second half pennant. Here's the 0-2. Woo, way up and in. That turned him away. When, I mean, that will get your attention. Cruz throws hard. That was 98 miles an hour, and that was in. Yeah, that wasn't an off-speed pitch that got away, man. That was supreme unleaded. 98. Moved him back off the plate. 0-2 the count. Now 1-2 after the 98-mile-an-hour missile. Here's the ball hit in the air to shallow right center field. That's going to drop. Base hit for Austin Beck. Boy, you just love to see. That was a good at-bat. That was initially an 0-2 count. Didn't hit it real hard. A little flare into right center field. Stopping at third is Devin Foyle. But Austin Beck in this doubleheader is 4-for-5. Again, that includes a clutch RBI game-tying single in the final inning of the opener. The A's, of course, the first-round draft choice out of high school, and there's a lot of ground to cover when you're drafted out of high school. Bouncing ball to short. The second for one by Lee. The relay throw not in time. Run scores 5-0. Michael Goldberg with an RBI fielder's choice. So Austin Beck is out at second base. That goes 6-4. And again, that was the newcomer, Brock Lee. Brooks Lee. I know better than that. So Goldberg reaches on the fielder's choice, drives home the run as Devin Foyle, who set the table with a double, scores the fifth run of this game for the Rockhounds. Runner at first, one man down, one run in, 5-0. Now Zach Geloff walked and scored in the third, takes down to the shoe tops for ball one. One ball, no strikes. And man, I just mentioned, and he swung at the first pitch, his last at bat, but Brooks Lee, first rounder in this year's draft. And he's only 21 out of Cal Poly, so first pro year, and he gets the call up just before the end of the season to the Double-A Wind Surge. Join the club today. Pitch outside for a ball, and it's 2-0 to Zach Geloff. Zach flew out to center field in the first inning, walked and scored in the third, and had an 0-for-3 in the first game that could have easily been at least 1-for-3, if not 2-for-3. Ground ball right down towards second. Martin flips to short for one, and Lee's good throw on the one, and another reach, and another good catch by Seth Gray. Boy, he has just been terrific. That'll go 4-6-3. Austin Martin starting it. Then to the newcomer we just mentioned, Brooks Lee. And on the first for the double play, and a really good stretch again by Seth Gray. One run, two base hits, no errors, nobody left after the double dip. And the double play, that is. So in the double dip, we go to the top half of the stretch inning. Game two, and it's Car Wash score. Hounds 5, Wichita nothing.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour. Schedule an in-person visit and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Well, the top of the stretch inning, which is the fifth. Colin Palouse is a developing story in this game. Junior Severino will lead it off for Wichita. Top of the fifth inning, 5-0 now, Rockhounds lead. Severino bounced out to short. Really good play by Marty Bikina, his first time. Swing and a miss. We hit a rip, 0-1. Well, a couple of things about doubleheader games. Early offense can be very important. Rockhounds with a 4-run third. They lead now 5-0, and you get into crunch time in a hurry. Here's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Now, it's only four innings in the books, of course, but as you go to the fifth inning in a doubleheader game, you're in the stretch inning. And Colin Palouse, for that reason in particular, really a story. The 0-2 swing and a miss, and he got him. Boy, a three-pitch whiff, and again, he has elevated that fastball at about 93 a couple of times, and that is five strikeouts for Colin Palouse. Am I cheating him? I am. That's six. And here is Seth Gray. He was a strikeout victim. Well, this guy, and again, it could just be this series. I mean, you don't really know, but Boy, his glove work has been exceptional. Swinging a foul back, and it's 0-1. No balls to strike. Now we are in the middle of the fifth inning. Seth Gray at the plate. Kyle Schmidt waiting on deck. Gets an away from Colin. Way up and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. We have made the journey fully into night. Pitch black sky around us. Bright lights of the stadium shining as they are next door. UTPB Falcon football going on this Saturday evening. Last night it was high school football. Pitch up and away for a ball. 2-1. Makes for one crowded corner of the city, I'll guarantee you that. But a lot of folks here at the Scarborough Sports Complex tonight. It's a good, really good crowd tonight for final Saturday night fireworks. Two balls, one strike. Palouse with a pitch. A swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. It's Gray again at fastball that time at 91. Two balls, two strikes to the left-handed hitter. Let's put it this way. I would think every guy right now in the field, infield and outfielders, paying exceptionally good attention right now. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Got him! Swing and a miss on a fastball up. And again, 92, elevated. Seven strikeouts, three in a row for the second time in this game. So there are two out in the inning. Now, depending on what happens with this hitter, who is Kyle Schmidt, called out on strikes his first time, then you really start to pay a little extra attention. Let's see what unfolds here. 5-0 Hounds in the top of the fifth inning. Nobody on and two out. Kyle Schmidt takes strike outside half of the plate, 0-1. This is the Colin Palouse that we have seen a lot of over the last half of last year and flashes of it this season. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fouled back. It's 0-2. New baseball for the right-hander, 0-2 to Kyle Schmidt. He is the catcher. Deshaun Kersey Jr. on deck. Base is empty, two down. Shade him to pull pretty solidly through the Rockhounds, at least on the infield. 0-2 count to Schmidt, right-handed hitter. 0-2 pitch, just up and away, 1-2. And Jack Cushing, a complete game win in game one, 4-3, winning his 11th of the year. Colin bidding for his 10th. One ball, two strikes. Stretched by the right-hander. Pitch takes flight. Bouncing ball. Foul. Wide at third base. Ramon Borrego. Barehanded. Knocked that ball down. Did the wind surge manager. Going to sneak that, I think, under the screen to a fan. That's really cool. Still a one ball, two strike count. Kyle Schmidt, right-handed hitter, the catcher. Colin comes set, hands to the belt. One ball, two strikes, stretch, kick, and pitch. Got him! Swing and a miss! Four strikeouts in a row. And now you got a little drama. That is five innings in which Colin Palouse has faced 15 and has retired 15. And this is a seven-inning game. Village Car Wash score, take me out to the ball game time. Rockhounds 5 and Wichita nothing.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Left-hander Michael Boyle out of the bullpen again. Wichita going basically one inning at a time largely here, and they've got a substantial amount of guys in the bullpen. I'm going to tell you the tale of a Texas Rangers debut. You tell me what, if anything, is wrong or incorrect about this story. 1973, 21-year-old Rick Weitz make his major league debut with the Rangers at Arlington. Enters the game in the ninth inning, Texas leading the White Sox 10-2. gives up one run in the ninth inning. Final score 10-3, and he gets the save. Anything wrong with that? Rick Waite makes his Major League debut. I'm stuck in the Texas loop. 1973, the Rangers hosting the White Sox at Arlington. Okay, entered the game in the ninth. Score was 10-2. Gives up a run, pitches the inning, ends the game. Final score, 10-3 Rangers. Rick Waite gets the save. What is wrong and or incorrect with that I just read to you, even if I continuously mistake Major League Baseball for the AA level and apparently can't say it? Thank you kindly. Kyle McCann will lead it off. J.J. Schwarz and Tyler Soderstrom to follow to face left-hander Michael Boyle. Makes his second appearance of this series. It is 5-0 Rockhounds. Hard hit ball, base hit for Kyle McCann. Well, look, not trying to wax poetic at all, but Kyle has, again, he's been on a stretch where he has really struggled at the plate. He's delivered some big swings in the meantime. I've mentioned that several times, but coming into this doubleheader, Kyle was 10 for his last 75. That's 133. But had two doubles, two homers, seven runs driven in despite those struggles. But you talk to Bobby Crosby about this guy, and as Bobby says, he just flat loves Kyle McCann as a baseball player. Here's J.J. Schwarz now. Takes a high strike, and it's 0-1. And Bobby said a really cool thing about him last year when, again, he hit well under 200. And whether he's up or down or anywhere in between, he's the clubhouse leader. Guys just love him. He's the 0-1 pitch, and that's up and away for a ball. And the thing that Bobby said, and he repeated it and said it's one of the reasons that he just really likes Kyle so much and what he brings to the team, is that up or down in terms of batting average or what's going on, same guy every day, same approach. And that's a good thing. And as Bobby said, not easy to do. Pitch down and into the shoe tops, 2-1. I thought that is really high praise. In our line of work, in our business, when we call someone a pro, that to me is maybe the highest compliment you could play, a true pro. And that's the same kind of thing. That's what Bobby is talking about with Kyle. Pitch, just down and in, ball 3, 3-1 from Michael Boyle. And so it is really cool to see as this season, of course, is now in its final 24 hours, but Kyle really, boy, busting out just in this doubleheader alone. 1-for-3 in the first game, 2-for-3 in this one with a 3-run double. Pitch gets back to the screen, won't matter, that's ball 4, so J.J. a couple of walks. First and second, nobody down. Now, trivia answer, I'm going to read this real quick for you one more time as Tyler comes to the plate. 1973. 21-year-old Rangers pitcher Rick Waite makes his Major League debut, Rangers against the White Sox in Arlington, enters the game in the ninth, Rangers leading 10-2, pitches the ninth, gives up a run, final score 10-3, gets the save. What's wrong with that? I will ask you two things. What's wrong with that and what is incorrect about that? Because they are not the same answer. Tyler takes a called strike inside corner of the knees, 0-1. What a tough pitch, crowd response. I look this up every year. According to Baseball Reference, it still exists. Rick Waite was credited with a save. He came into a 10-2 game in the ninth inning, pitched the ninth, gave up a run, and he was given a save. Pitched down and away for a ball. Now, somewhere out there in the online world, there has to be a story explaining it. I just haven't been able to find it, and have only so much time to try to dig through it. But Baseball Reference, and they are brilliant. Man, that site is astounding. Still say he got the save. NationalPastime.com reports it on this date, and I check it every year, swinging a foul back. And why that hasn't been corrected? I mean, it's not a change in opinion. It's not a scorekeeper saying 27 years later, gee, it should have been an error, not a hit. Nothing of the sort. Came in at a 10-2 game, gave up a run, and they gave him a save. You gotta love baseball. Non-Googleable trivia from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra. One ball, two strikes. Pitch from Boyle, just up and away. Boy, Tyler took that with a very keen eye. Boyle thought that got there. Did not miss by much if it missed at all. Steven Cruz goes one inning, gives up a run on two base hits. 5-0 is the score. 4 of the runs against Hunter McMahon. 2-2 pitch, and that ball hit high in the air to left field. This is struck high. This is deep. This has got a chance, and it's gone. Tyler Soderstrom, opposite field, 3-run shot. Folks, I'm telling you, this kid is special. He really is. Gets the high five or the low five from Bobby Crosby. Touch that dish, young man. 3-run home run. And with that, boy, you want a little drama for the rest of this game. There already is a lot of drama in the rest of this game with Colin Palouse. But how about the rest of this game and tomorrow for Tyler? He now has 99 runs batted in this season. That's a 3-run homer, his 28th home run, RBIs 97, 98, and 99. Sharp one hopper off Brett Harris is back to his opposite number at third. Severino, the play, the throw, and the out. Another opposite field home run. Tyler Soderstrom, to whom I owe a walk-off home run call, and I don't know that I will ever get that opportunity. I will never quite forgive myself for whipping on that one a while back. Thank you very much, last homestand. Here's Marty Bikina, bases empty, emphatically so. Pitch up and in for a ball. You know, I was saying earlier in the first game of the doubleheader, or it crossed my mind when you look at Tyler's numbers, 96 runs batted in with a doubleheader and one game to play, and that's a steep order. I mean, that's four ribbies in basically two games. Doubleheaders, of course, are shorter. Called strike to Marty. It's 1-1. Bikina has bounced to third and flown to right. Been outstanding defensively at short. But with one swing, Tyler Soderstrom, 99 runs batted in. Here's the 1-1 pitch way outside. Now, it's not going to change a thing about what the A's think about him, what evaluators think about him, because he is almost assuredly, I would think, going to be the number one prospect when the new rankings come out for 2023 with Shane Langeliers now at the big leagues. Pitch, and there's a drive by Bikina, high and deep left center field. This is high. This is deep. This is up. And that ball is gone. Sidewalk souvenirs back to back. Boy, and Marty drove that thing. That went out at 385 in the deep power alley in left center, and the Hounds rocking and rolling. It is a 9-0 ball game. Boy, a single, a walk, and two home runs, 4 runs across, and the Hounds, who have struggled so mightily against the Wichita Wind Surge, are taking it out on the North Division second half champs here in the second of this double dip. It is 9-0, and there is still a ton of drama in this game. And that includes Tyler Soderstrom, should he get back to the plate. Now here's Devin Foyle. Devin's had a good double dip, swings and misses here. So Michael Boyle, boy, comes on. He has gotten one out and 4 runs across. And those home runs, both of them hard hit. That ball that Bikina hit was ripped. A swing and a miss. Devin falls behind in the count 0-2. Ball went out right at the deepest part of the power alley. Now, the wall out there is 18 feet high. And I said 384, didn't I? I'm sorry, 394 to left center field. That is the deepest part of the power alley on either side. Swinging a foul back, and it's 0-2. With Devin at the plate, and Austin Beck will follow. So the Rockhounds out in front in this ball game and backing up Colin Palouse. Pitch outside for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. Now, if you have been on this journey with me for a while, you will know that I am of the superstitious variety. I'll give you we'll do the line score here in a moment. That'll, if you're just joining us, that'll give you the drama. Pitch swung on, high fly ball right field. This, I don't think, has the steam to reach the bullpen. It does not. Devin with a towering that ball. Got way up in the air, hauled in by the right fielder Cabrera. And there are two men down here in the inning. I mentioned the Rockhounds in Wichita. It's been a one-sided deal until this doubleheader. in this game. And the Hounds have been interesting. They have been given some bases on balls, and they have taken advantage. This is an errorless game. All the runs are earned. First pitch to Austin Beck. He pops one up. Hound back at first base. I think it'll be the second baseman, Austin Martin. It is, and he gloves it for the out. Well, we've got a game summary coming up, and that'll be a perfect way to, boy, give you the line score and give you the drama. But in this inning, four runs on two home runs, four runs, three hits, no errors, nobody left, as Tyler Soderstrom now has 99 runs batted in. So we have played five. Village Car Wash score in the nightcap of a double dip. The Rockhounds 9 and the Wichita Wind Surge nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed wing stop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
It is not often that a 9-0 game has a whole bunch of drama, but this one does, as Colin Belus will go back to the mound, and I will be very careful how I say this because of that superstition thing. Deshaun Jersey Jr. leads it off. We go to the top of the sixth. First pitch, swing, and a miss on the delivery to drop down to the dirt. Let's do it this way. Line score through five innings. Rockhounds 9 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Wichita, no runs, no hits, no errors. 15 up, 15 down. 0-1 pitch, sliced, foul, left side out of play, 0-2. Now again, the sixth inning. This would be a obviously very good performance in any way, shape, or form, but this is the equivalent of the top of the eighth. Game scheduled for 7. Hounds getting home runs from Tyler Soderstrom and Marty Bettina in the bottom of the fifth to push that lead to 9. Swinging a foul away as Kersey battling here. Deshaun, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Leobaldo Cabrera and Will Holland will follow in the sixth inning. Wind Surge, by the way, with activity in their bullpen again. Pitching by committee in this game. Well, for a couple of the guys, Hunter McMahon and Michael Boyle, rough outings. 0-2 to Deshaun Kersey. The 0-2 pitch sends a little pop-up. Third base side and a diving attempt. Brett can't get there in foul ground. What a great effort. Just a little pop-up in foul territory. Boy, if that ball had been a pop-up that would have dropped in fair territory, I don't know that that would have even been fair because, again, Deshaun runs so well. I mean, he could have almost been halfway to second by the time that ball hit the deck. 0-2, third time coming. No balls, two strikes, nobody on, nobody out, top of the sixth. Belus comes set. Coming from the belt, 0-2 pitch. Fouled away again. Boy, Kersey is really doing battle. 0-2, and he's fouled off three two-strike pitches. Pound's got a four spot in the third. Three-run double by Kyle McCanny, scored on a wild pitch. RBI fielder's choice, Michael Goldberg in the fourth, and then the home runs in the fifth. Pitch, ground ball, first base, handled by Soderstrom, and there's one out in the sixth inning. And the batter is Leobaldo Cabrera. Flew out to deep left his first time. Ball that he hit got way up in the air, and you thought it would be in the vicinity of the track, but short of it, but boy, the ball just kept on carrying, and in fact, it took Devin Foyle all the way to the wall, or close to it on the track. Cabrera takes down and away. Ball one, 1-0. Colin Palouse, one man down, sixth inning, scheduled for seven. Cabrera from the right side waits. 1-0 stretch and pitch. Breaking ball lined in the left, coming on, and it's caught by Foyle. Line shot, well hit, but right at Devin. Two down in the sixth inning. Cabrera has hit the ball well twice. There have been really only three really well hit. I should say four, because Will Holland, who now comes to the plate, and you look back in the third inning, Marty Bikina made a terrific play ranging to his right and threw back and got Holland by that quarter step. That was huge. Closest, I would think, to a hit in this game. Holland takes down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Edward Julian hit the ball to deep center field in the first inning. Goldberg tracked that down. Bikina has made two really good plays, one on Severino and one on Holland. The latter of those, the more difficult of the two. Swing boy fouled back, and that got J.J. a little bit. One ball, one strike. Nightcap of a doubleheader. Rockhounds won the opener 4-3 in a walk-off last of the seventh. And after two very close games, Rockhounds trying to just run away and hide in this one, the 1-1 pitch, and that is just down and away. Two balls and one strike. Colin Palouse. Boy, he is right now, he is center stage. 9-0 to score. Holland waits, 2-1 count, pitch takes flight, swung on and foul away, and it's two balls, two strikes with nobody on and two out in the sixth inning. Will Holland, as mentioned, bounced out to shortstop Bikina on that really good play his first time. He was 0-2 in the first game of the doubleheader, flew out to deep center and struck out. Count is two balls, two strikes. Stretch by Palouse. From the belt, leg kick in the pitch. Just outside. Two of the three infielders were headed for the dugout on that pitch. But you know it missed because J.J. Schwarz didn't react. And if J.J. doesn't react, I go with him. Full count, 3-2. Two out in the sixth. The stretch, the kick and the pitch by Palouse, and a swinging bunt. And that ball is going to dribble and dribble, and it stays fair. And that is not fair. Oh, my goodness. A no-hit bid goes by the boards with two outs in the sixth inning. And I know it's six innings and this is a seven-inning game, but that ball somehow stayed fair. And Will Holland has a base hit. A dribbler. And I mean, and hey, it's a hit is a hit is a hit. But oh, my goodness. The only hit to this point in this game went fewer than 45 feet and stayed fair by the width of a baseball. And here is Austin Martin. Oh, my goodness. Baseball life is not fair. Pitch down, low ball, 1-0. You know, I imagine you ask any pitcher. Now, when I was 11, I threw a three-hitter against the Yankees. But let me express that again. I was 11. And I was a three-hitter, pitching outside for a ball. If you ask a real pitcher if you're going to lose a no-hit bid, now I know this is not a nine-inning game. I understand that. But he was pursuing a no-hitter. I think he'd rather give it up on a line drive somewhere than that one. So Will Holland, who has been brilliant with the glove, he was really important in last night's 2-1 win for Wichita, breaks it up here with a swinging bunt. One on, two out in the sixth. Pitch by Palouse, and this ball is hit into deep left center field. Well, that is going to get down and do some damage. Ball hits the base of the wall, and in the span of two batters, and digging for third is Austin Martin, and he is out. Ill-advised there, out of third base. Austin drills a double to deep left center field. He is thrown out trying to advance it to third. Drives home the run, though, and in the span of two batters, a no-hit bid and a shutout go by the board here in the sixth inning. Austin Martin with the RBI double, thrown out trying to stretch it to three. And the Rockhounds will still have a big lead in this ball game. And, oh, my goodness, decent drama goes away here in the sixth inning. Well, talked about, I guess you'd rather maybe see it end the no-hit did on a line drive. Well, it did. First on the swinging bunt, and then a ball that was really ripped by Austin Martin. He has had a good series. Go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 9, Wichita 1.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years. And burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Right-hander Casey Legovina comes on to pitch for Wichita as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Of course, you never know. In fact, the Rockhounds, remember, scored 7 times in the ninth inning in Wichita to force extra innings earlier this season. Never say never, say never. Goldberg leads it off, top of the order. First pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. Well, one would think, logically anyway, that the issue was not in doubt. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air to straightaway center field. Plenty of time and room for Deshaun Kersey Jr., and he will tuck that away. Fly ball to center. One man down. Michael Goldberg 0 for 4 in this game. Does have an RBI. One down for Zach Geloff. 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. It's the only, well, of course, you have to, you know, got to get through the doggone thing. That's for sure. Got to put a thing in the books. But Tyler Soderstrom would be fifth up in this inning. And the only reason I mention that, again, he is now at 99 runs batted in following the three-run home run. Pitch low and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One of the things you love about, I think, baseball in general, but I think minor league baseball in some ways in particular, there are always, it seems, almost always developing stories. Base hit for Zach in the left field. He's hit the ball well. Much of this doubleheader, nothing to show for it. He does there with a base hit to left center. So Zach Geloff on base with a single with one out in the sixth. But boy, tomorrow's game, of course, I don't know that Tyler would be in the lineup. I would almost guarantee you that Bobby will put him in, even if that was not the plan. One would think, you sure like it anyway, that he would get a chance to reach 100 runs batted in. That is a terrific milestone in the minor league season. Home run was his 28th of the year for Tyler. First pitch missing from Legomina to Kyle McCann. And McCann, 1 for 3 in the first game, 2 for 3 in the nightcap, with a 3-run double and 2 runs scored. 65 runs driven in leads the team. Pitch, a big swing and a miss, 1-1. Again, Tyler Soderstrom's numbers, just to clarify, opened the year at Advanced Single A Lansing. 20 home runs and 71 driven in. And he now has 8 home runs and 28 driven in for the Rockhounds. 28 and 99, the power numbers. High fly ball off Kyle's bat to shallow left center field. Coming on is Holland. Closes the gap and makes the catch. Shortstop. Also going out, giving a look, was Brooks Lee. Holland makes the catch. 2 men down here in the top of the sixth. Look at good bunch on hand tonight for the Saturday night doubleheader. Not originally scheduled as such. We had a thunderstorm that rolled in on Wednesday, and boy, it wasn't supposed to last, but it did. So that was a rain out, and the teams agreed to a Saturday doubleheader. J.J. Schwartz takes down and away for a ball. J.J., 0 for 1 in the game, but he's walked twice. So again, reaching base. After not doing so last night, and that's, I mean, this doesn't happen to him very often. He's on base in 45 of his last 49 games. Takes down low for a ball. 2-0 the count. So the Rockhounds 9. And Wichita 1. Of course, for Wichita, they're just getting set, they hope, for the playoffs. A couple of rounds, perhaps. Pitch up and in. 3-0 to J.J. A little sidebar for you. San Antonio is leading Amarillo in the bottom of the 7th, 6-2. The Hounds right now, of course, nobody will catch Frisco. They are the second-half champs. The Rockhounds, Amarillo got hot. Hounds are a game behind Amarillo. And so, depending on the rest of that game, Rockhounds would tie the Sod Poodles for second place in the division with one game to go. 3-0 pitch. Called strike, 3-1 to J.J. Curious to know when they play tomorrow, just for fun. End of the season, I would think you you're going to play an evening game tomorrow. Are you kidding me? The last game of the year, playing today. Pitch down low, ball 4 to J.J. Walks for the third straight time in this game, and it's two men on with two out. Do these folks, and I have some good friends, by the way, in San Antonio, so I'm messing with them here, but do you guys not know that tomorrow is the last game of the regular season? We're playing evening games in San Antonio and in Tulsa tomorrow. Interesting. Everybody else, the other three anyway, during the day, including ours. 2 o'clock start time tomorrow for the season finale. Well, here is Tyler Soderstrom with men on base. Pitch called strike 0-1. Tyler is 1-for-2, 3-run home run, and we have chronicled what that means. 99 runs driven in on the season. 2 on, 2 out, 6th inning. 0-1 stretch, pitch to Tyler, takes down and in for a ball, 1-1. Would almost be certain that he knows exactly what that number is. Left-handed hitter. Runner at second, Zach Geloff, who, by the way, runs well, if that should come into play. One ball, one strike, Tyler swings, Tapper back to the mound. Well, have to wait till tomorrow with those 99 ribbies as Tyler Soderstrom bounces out, and the inning is over. No runs on a hit and a walk, no errors, and a couple of men are left on base. Well, the Rockhounds will try to wrap this thing up and sweep this doubleheader. That is the goal, but it is not yet a done deal. We go to the top of the 7th. Village Car Wash score of the ball game. The Rockhounds 9 and Wichita 1.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe.
and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Right hander Trayson Kubo will come on to pitch for Colin Blues. I guarantee you, if he had gotten through the sixth inning unscathed, I have a feeling he would be out there on the mound. But a couple of base hits, the second of them driving home a run, and with that, the no-hit bid went by the boards. And it'll be the newcomer, Brooks Lee. One would think, of course, with being added to the ball club, believe that is okay for the playoffs. It really had not looked very deeply into that, but Brooks joining the club today. Eighth man selected in the 2022 draft. Kubo delivers, finds the outside corner to Trayson with a called strike, 0-1. Brooks Lee, a switch hitter, batting from the left side. He's 0-2 in his Double-A debut. Strike out and a bounce out to the pitcher. The 0-1 delivery, and this is tapped towards shortstop. Bikina makes the play, sets up, throws, and got him. One man down in the top half of the seventh inning, and the bell will toll one time. Batter will be Edward Giuliani. He is 0-2 in this game. That is somewhat unusual. Again, the league leader in on-base percentage. They're in the top of the eighth in San Antonio, by the way, and Mission still lead Amarillo 6-2. Missions, of course, will take on Frisco in the South Division playoffs, so they'd like to get things going. Philip Wellman is their manager, and while they've really struggled in the second half, you've got to think they'll be representative. He's a tremendous manager. Swinging a shot right side, clean base hit. Julian jumping all over that pitch, and boy, drove a 95-mile-an-hour fastball right back into right field. Turned that thing around, one on and one man down. Well, again, from Julian's standpoint, you really like that. It's a 9-1 ball game, and you may or may not change the outcome of the game, but boy, don't give away the at-bat, and I guess you would expect nothing less from the on-base percentage leader in the league. Here is Junior Severino, 0-2 in this one. Trayson Kubo's pitch looked to the outside corner, down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Trayson, native of the Hawaiian Islands, making his third appearance with the Rockhounds. That's coming up from advanced day, a 2.45 ERA. 3 2/3, three base hits coming in, one run, one walk, and seven strikeouts. Guy that I imagine we'll see in April of 2023. Looked for the outside corner and missed, and it's two balls and no strikes to Severino. Seth Gray on deck. Colin Palouse's pitching line for the night. Six innings, two hits, one run earned. No walks, eight strikeouts. And boy, what a nice finish. He said, up and down year. He's swinging the tapper out towards second base. It's going to be a flip to short and on the first ball game. 4-6-3, Rockhounds put this one away. Severino bounces into the double play, and the Hounds have swept a team that has been an absolute nemesis for them as they sweep the Wichita Wind Surge. 4-3 and 9-1 are the final scores. Colin Palouse with the win. Dramatic home run. Tyler Soderstrom sets up interesting stuff, of course, for tomorrow. So to the Rockhounds, boy, tip of the cap. That is feel good. They sweep the Wichita Wind Surge, a team that absolutely had their number. 4-3 and 9-1. Gentlemen, tip of the cap to you from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, run away and hide here in game two of this doubleheader. And, of course, before this, the Wind Surge just absolutely owning the Hounds, but not in this one. Rockhounds win it 9-1. One run, three hits, no errors for Wichita. For the Rockhounds, nine runs, eight hits, and no errors. The winner, Colin Palouse, in a brilliant finish, and I did not mention it just a moment ago and should have. A 10-win season for Colin Palouse. Jack Cushing won his 11th in the opener, and Colin wins his 10th here in the nightcap of this ball game. Marty Bikina had a solo home run, and that was moments after Tyler Soderstrom a home run, as they really put it away in a inning in which the Rockhounds scored four times, now coming in the fifth. For Marty, his 7th of the year, 30th RBI, and for Tyler Soderstrom, his 8th with the Rockhounds, 28 ribbies with the Rockhounds, and overall 28 home runs, and now, with one game remaining, 99 runs batted in for Tyler Soderstrom. So, boy, do we have some drama tomorrow if his name is in the lineup card. An hour and 50 minutes of baseball in the night. Cap 5,801. Thought this was going to be a big night, and it really was. Boy, we tip our cap to you. Thank you so much. Tremendous night here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. So the Rockhounds with the victories 4-3 in the opening game and 9-1 in the nightcap. We'll wrap it up, put a big old bow on it when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Rockhounds sweep this doubleheader over the Wichita wind surge. 4-3 in the first game, and in the nightcap, a 9-1 ball game. And one little note for you, and again, it's a small thing, but it's a fairly good thing. Rockhounds have clinched a winning record in the second half. They were 33-32 coming in, 35-32 one game remains tomorrow. In the opener, ball game in which Wichita took a 2-0 lead in the second inning, RBIs by Anthony Prado on a double, Deshaun Kersey Jr. on a single in the second. Max Schumann hit a 2-run home run, his 8th of the year, half of them coming against the wind surge. That in the third, and that tied it. The ball game remained tied into the 7th inning. Alex Isola, solo home run in the top of the 7th. Wichita led it 3-2. The Hounds came back. Brett Harris with a leadoff single. Devin Foyle a single. Then Austin Beck tied the game with a single to right center. And Devin Foyle scored the winning pitch, the winning run on a wild pitch by Blaine Enloe. And the Rockhounds walked it off by the final of 4-3. In the nightcap, of course, it was Colin Palouse. And then the early outbreak, a 4-run third inning for the Rockhounds. And that had a 3-run double from Kyle McCann, RBI 63, 64, 65. He leads the team, scored on a wild pitch moments later. It was 4-0, and the Hounds put it away with a Kyle McCann single starting the rally in the fifth, a walk to J.J. Schwarz, a 3-run opposite field home run for Tyler Soderstrom. And again, that puts his RBI total for the season at 99 ribbies. Moments later, Marty Bikina followed with a solo home run. That made it a 9-0 game. Colin Palouse took a no-hitter into the 6th inning and, in fact, had 2 outs, so he got the first 17 batters. Will Holland, a swinging bunt that rolled to a stop about 40 feet from home plate, that broke up the no-hitter, but moments later, Austin Martin with an RBI double, and that will break up the shutout as well in the span of just 2 batters. Man, baseball can be a cruel game. So 4-3 in the opener, 9-1 in the nightcap with the Rockhounds sweeping the Wichita wind surge. And friends, one more ball game to take you out to. And that will be tomorrow. We get out of here as the fireworks are about to start. But we will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. 2 o'clock is our first pitch. Join you just ahead of 2 o'clock. Look forward to bringing it to you. Hounds sweep a doubleheader for all of us with the Rockhounds from the Momentum Bank Ballpark as the fireworks are about to light up the sky. We will say goodnight to Red, Leo, and to Mr. Jackson. Goodnight to Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.